USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House says negotiations with the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and lawmakers continue when it comes for another coronavirus stimulus package. Here's White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
I fully expect that he will lead the charge coming up in probably the second or third week of July as we try to address what the real needs are.
Meadows also talking to reporters about another issue, saying he had taken a hard look at the reports of Russia paying bounties for the deaths of U.S. troops in Afghanistan, and he says the information was not actionable. He also says the New York Times report about President Trump not having been briefed on it was unreliable and not substantiated. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com, and this is USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any other possible disaster devastated your town. You're out of power. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries. It comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA Weather Band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX. That's 877-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
Many Americans are continuing to mourn the loss of country music icon Charlie Daniels. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal.
Country music legend Charlie Daniels, best known for his monster 1979 hit The Devil Went Down to Georgia, died of a stroke. He was 83. According to a press release from his representatives, the acclaimed Country Music Hall of Fame and Grand Ole Opry member died at Summit Medical Center in Hermitage, Tennessee, where doctors determined his cause of death. Daniels accumulated a slew of accolades and awards during his long music career, including his induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame, Musicians Hall of Fame, and becoming a member of the Grand Ole Opry. He also won a Dove Award for Gospel Albums and a coveted Grammy Award for Best Country Vocal Performance by a Duo or Group. Daniels is survived by his wife Hazel and son Charlie Daniels Jr.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
More than a dozen Native American leaders and organizations have now sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell calling for the league to force the Redskins owner Dan Snyder to change the name immediately. The letter was signed by 15 Native American advocates, and it demands the team and the NFL cease the use of Native American names, imagery, and logos. The Redskins have launched a thorough review of its name. President Donald Trump is against rebranding the Redskins and Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians. Trump tweeted, "They name teams out of strength, not weakness, but now the Washington Redskins and Cleveland Indians, two fabled sports franchises, look like they're going to be changing their names just to be politically correct." And after Nike pulled all Redskins merchandise off their website this weekend, Walmart, Target, Dick's Sporting Goods, and others have pulled all merchandise in stores and online. A white woman who called police during a videotaped dispute with a black man over her walking her dog without a leash in Central Park was charged officially with filing a false police report. In May, Amy Cooper drew widespread condemnation and was fired from her job after frantically calling 911 to claim she was being threatened by an African-American man, birdwatcher Christian Cooper.
"Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
There is an African-American man in Central Park. He's recording me and threatening myself and my dog."
Cooper's attorney said Cooper would fight the charge. His client, he said, has already lost her livelihood and her public life, and now potentially her freedom. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.